What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Cinco de Mayo on 98.9 The Buzz. I don't know why I'm talking like this.
Spazano and Sandy. And is it happy? It's happy, right?
You know, I think we turn every holiday happy, even when it's not supposed to be. Happy this, happy that. Happy Cinco de Mayo. It's all about drinking, isn't it?
No. Originally, it was about a war or something. I don't know. Anyway. Okay, well, it's Zan and Sandy on 98.9.
You so quickly correct me. No. I don't know what it's about.
I really don't. I just all day. We originally thought it was just about drinking and partying in your 20s, but maybe, I guess not. I don't know.
The Buzz.
Teacher Appreciation Day. Yeah, I knew. Yeah, I did.
All you teachers, it's your week. It's your week. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is there something that you would just love to say to a parent, but you can't because you know it's just not right?
It's not politically correct. You'll get fired.
Right. You don't want to deal with that. What will happen if you did say it, but it just burns you. You want to say it. What is that? 818-289.
It's Fizzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz. Going to be 70 today, but rain by the end of the day. Oh, my mom was a teacher. My dad was a teacher. Boy, the things they would say. Oh, God.
Can you think of anything? What was their go-to? Like, I wish I could tell parents.
Yeah.
What?
It's just a blur of... I feel like I'm more of a babysitter and a mom than a teacher kind of vibe. It was like that.
I will say, though, now
that... particular that they had said.
I mean, yes, I understand that. Your job is not to babysit and it's not to parent. But some things that you say as teachers, our kids listen to more than if we were to say it.
Oh, yeah. We say the same exact things, and your teacher will land in your kid's memory before you land in their memory.
And you have to be the first to admit, you probably won't, but you have to be the first to admit that you have had your teachers parent your kids. Oh, the teachers will teach my kid about sex ed. Oh, the teachers will take care of it. I've heard that so many times.
Oh, God,
working with you.
Oh, God, yeah. They figured it out.
The teachers will take care of it.
They figured it out.
See, they figured it out. You are that parent that your parents were complaining about.
Thank God my parents never had to teach sex ed.
They did it?
They never
taught
me.
Would that make you feel?
I learned in school.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
See, that's why.
Yeah, probably.
That's why. I found this Reddit thread, and if you want to join in on this, 818-2899, we don't have to say your name or anything. You can even try to change your voice. But this Reddit thread was like, what do you wish you could tell parents? Mm-hmm. And it was, I am like laughing hysterically at some of these comments, and there are a ton.
It blew up, huh?
Yes, your little angel did indeed do it. Your kids lie to you, and their manners are horrendous, and the other kids are happier when your kid isn't there. Oh, my gosh!
Smack.
That's freaking harsh.
Yeah, man. I can see that. What is that? What was that? The sweet, innocent friend kid of, I don't even remember what TV show it was. And then,
oh, leave it to Beaver.
Yeah, when he wasn't around, yeah. he was like the menace. But you know, yeah. That's funny.
You should not be calling, texting your child during the school day. This gets me. Now we have the bell to bell, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many kids are really following it because my kids sometimes. And if you work for the school, please don't get her into trouble because I said this out loud. But there'll be. Like she'll text me or she'll email me now. And I do not respond. I don't respond no matter what it is. Even if it's mom, I got a really bad headache. I'm not going to respond to anything because I am not supposed to. And I know it probably drives the school insane. And you have to learn how to figure it out on your own.
I'm stuck on the whole email thing.
No, she'll either text me or email me.
So, like, she's got a notebook.
Well, all the kids have it.
That's how they sneak their texts in through email.
But it won't respond. And then she comes home. She's like, Mom, did you see any of my emails? I'm like, yes. And I am not responding to any of them because you are supposed to be in school and you're not supposed to be reaching out to me.
But there are
so many. Oh, she gets mad. But she still does it. She'll email me a whole bunch, and then we just catch up on her emails when she gets home.
Oh, my God.
It's almost like she has it in her mind, and she needs to put it on paper and then send.
Thoughts for Mom when I get home.
Yeah. But I know there's a lot of parents who still communicate with their kids. That is something a lot of parents have. I could only imagine how annoying that is for the teacher.
Yeah, not being there yet, and my boys, who are another generation, were like, they didn't have that ability, right? That texting ability. But I'm not quite there yet with the first grader. And I'm curious
to see. If Ellie texted you at school, do you think you would respond? I so think you would.
Yeah, I mean, at 13,
absolutely,
at 13, maybe, just to calm her nerves,
Dad,
if she's upset.
Dad, I got into a fight with my friends. What do you do?
Well, I go to the school and find the kid and beat the pulp out of them.
Fights are going to happen. Are you serious?
I'd love to. That's what every father wants to do. It'd probably start off like, listen, you have this device and it can communicate, but we're going to stay off it unless it's an extreme emergency or you're bleeding.
He's so cute, isn't he?
I have to say that.
Cute.
Yeah, it'll work.
Spezzano and Sandy. This is absolutely insane. I'm sure this video popped up on your algorithm. But the question is, if you were the driver of this bakery truck, even though you have no injuries, would you sue? United flight coming from Venice, Italy to Newark Airport struck a light pole and a tractor trailer on the New Jersey Turnpike during landing.
And dude had a video camera rolling, his dash cam or something, and man, it looked scary.
It was insane. So the wheel of the plane hit the truck. And miraculously, this dude has minor injuries.
Yeah.
Like, he is not injured at all, just minor injuries, whatever that means. I always wonder, what does that mean?
I know.
Is it minor to us, but not really to that person? Okay, yeah. So anyhow. So, apparently, the winds played a factor in this. Mm-hmm. So, they had to say, okay, I guess based on the winds or whatever, you know, the air traffic control says, don't land where you normally would land the plane. Land in this on this other runway because of the winds.
Right.
And that runway typically isn't most used. It's less commonly used.
Right, yep.
And it's a bit shorter. So the pilot they're saying, maybe just kind of, you have to have even more precision when you land, yeah, and the pilot probably got down too low too soon.
Yeah, your angle of attack has to be, you know, has to meet the geometry of it. So, yeah,
I see what you're saying. Not only struck the tractor trailer, the bakery truck, but also a light pole. So God. A light pole on the expressway went.
My God.
Nobody on that flight was injured. Nobody around, and no injuries, which is still so insane to me. The jet was reportedly 13 to 15 feet above the highway at one point.
Jeez.
So now.
Man, and a tractor trailer is how. Hold on. I got somebody who knows. Trucker Ray, how tall is a tractor trailer?
My tractor, the tractor trailer is 13'6".
Oh, my God.
The cab can be, if it's a sleeper, it can be just as tall towards the back.
Wow. This jet that clipped the top of that truck, crazy.
It was just, it was the wheel. It was like just a part of the wheel, just.
Was it the wheel of the jet, or did the lamp pole come down on the tractor?
No. It was the wheel of the jet. Because in that video, that video now pops up on your algorithm, if you slow it or stop it, you can see from his window, the driver, you can see in the wind. And I don't know if it's his side window or the window behind him. But anyhow, you could see part of the wheel, the airplane's wheel.
And you could hear it going, you could hear the jet coming right over him.
Now, here's the thing, Trucker Ray. If this happened to you, now again, the truck driver was taken to the hospital, but just minor injuries. He was released. He's fine. Would you sue? They're investigating this, obviously. By the way,
no. I mean, the only thing I'd want paid for is a proctology exam for how hard I was sucking this.
To remove the underwear from your.
That is so
I would sue.
I had to use to get me out of the off the seat.
Yeah, exactly. I honestly, man, thanks for the call. I would sue. Absolutely.
You would.
Absolutely.
But you're fine.
Yeah, but my emotions are messed up. That's severe emotional distress. I could have died. One inch difference. I could have been dead.
But you didn't.
Right?
Every day you run into situations where you could have. You could die. We all have those stories. Oh, my God, I shouldn't be here right now. You're going to sue everybody?
This was caused an insurance covers things like that.
Yep. Okay. See, that's why our insurance rates are so high, because of people like you to just assume insurance covers that.
This is not a minor thing. This is a major, major heads up problem, and that needs to be taken care of.
You would feel okay.
Yeah.
Like, you know the precision that goes into this. You more than anybody, because you're a drone pilot. So you have to almost know what it's like to be a pilot.
Even more reason to sue.
So the side of this argument where it takes extra precision and it's not as familiar of a runway, a little bit shorter, fatigue because he was flying from Venice, Italy. Mm-hmm. None of that. I mean, human errors happen. Mm-hmm. Everybody's safe.
It's time to pay for it.
Oh, my God. What if the pilot? What if it means you sue and the pilot now loses their job?
They won't lose their job.
No, what if? I'm creating a what if.
Okay. That's fine.
Because that could happen.
Yeah, because he almost, or they almost killed me. This is so cut and dry. I don't see where it's like,
I don't know if I could sue. I'm with Trucker Ray. If a lawyer is very convincing and says, listen, you'll never have to work another day in your life with this lawsuit.
It's
it might be tempting.
It's emotional damage. I mean,
emotional damage.
Oh, yeah. A 50 ton aircraft clips you and flips you on the expressway, you are going to sue.
This dude is gone viral. He's famous now. He's famous. We all know this dude, what this dude looks like. Man. He's like a hero. He's like Superman. He dodged a freaking plane.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Emotional damage. Come on.
He dodged a death, and it should be compensated for.
I don't know how you feel about it. 818-2899, that is an insane story. And the FAA and NTSB are investigating what the real cost was.
That video is amazing. It really is.
Pisano and Sandy.
Wait, wait, don't tell me. On 98.9 The Buzz. I love this name. This is a great name for a little thing.
Yeah, this is great. This is a real story that happened with Rochester Ties. And you have to try to guess how the story ends.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
This was a post I saw, and it says, I just drove past a person on Culver Road coming from Irondequoit. They were on the right side, just past the intersection with Empire. They caught my attention because they were... What?
Wait, wait, don't tell me.
How do you think this story ends?
You know what? The first thing that popped into my head, which I know is not right.
Uh-oh. Maybe it is right.
If it's right, then I quit.
What the first thought?
Yeah, okay. Say the last sentence again.
They caught my attention because they were...
Driving the Wienermobile.
Oh!
But that's not it, right?
Okay.
The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile?
I mean, that's the first thing that came to your mind?
That's the first thing that popped into this neurodivergent brain of mine.
That's interesting. Yeah. That's very interesting.
I do not know why.
Okay. There's well, how about there. The second thing?
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you could go with that. Is that your final answer?
No, it is not my final answer. Okay. So the...
let me... again, if anyone is just joining us, I drove past a person on Culver Road. Coming from Irondequoit.
Okay.
They were on the right side, just past the intersection with Empire. They caught my attention because they were...
driving with their convertible top down.
Oh. Okay. That's your final answer?
No. They were...
Were they doing something? Were they wearing something? Were they...
They were driving or walking. They were driving. They, yeah.
Anything.
Okay, how about...
I mean, it's got to be crazy enough for somebody to post to social media about what they saw.
Yeah, they were dressed in full clown outfit.
Okay. Final answer?
Final answer. I know it's bad. I'm sorry. Like paint on their face and big, like, hot pink, like, mop head hair.
They caught my attention because they were in a teddy bear costume holding a sign and an American flag. I'm really curious if anyone saw this. What did the sign say?
Oh, my God. A teddy bear outfit?
Full-blown teddy bear costume. But then everybody commenting says, oh, yeah, I saw that, too, but I couldn't read the sign. It was too small.
Oh.
So if the teddy bear is listening right now, the font on your sign needs to be a little bit bigger.
Yeah, yeah. You get about a 75 for marketing on this one. You need to get to 100.
It's killing me because now I don't know what the sign says either.
Oh, my God.
But a full-blown teddy bear costume. Anybody else see this, dude?
Oh, my God. That's so awesome.
Or woman. It could be a woman.
Right,
I don't know.
Right. Was it?
I mean, I just assumed.
Let me see. Outside of business, maybe?
It's just past the intersection of Empire. Just, I don't think so. Holding a sign and an American flag.
And an American flag.
So is it like a protest? But I'm thinking like a protest or some. But why are you wearing a bear costume? I don't get the teddy bear costume part of this.
I can't bear all the stress that this is putting on me, so therefore politics.
Oh, good one!
Play on words.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Or is it PETA? It's like animal activists wearing a teddy bear costume?
But what did American flag have to do with the animal activists?
I don't know.
Let me see. Yeah, oh my God, that's hilarious. That's our story from Rochester.
Yeah, just the other day.
Wait, don't tell me. I love this. This is cool because it's local and there's so many things that could happen. And I'll be honest, there's some weird stuff that happens around here.
I know. If you got anything good, you let me know. Sandy@rochesterbuzz.com. You email it directly to me.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up on the show just after 7 o'clock. Why is it that women are not signing up for this profession? Actually, around the entire country, only 9% of women sign up for this gig.
Rochester's longest running morning show, Spezzano and Sandy. Weekday morning starting at 6. Only on 98.9. The Buzz.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it?
Yeah, so do we.
Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
DSW, let us surprise you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Good morning, Tuesday. 98.9 to Buzz, Cinco de Mayo. It's Spaziano and Sandy. Scott Spaziano. Sandy Waters right here. It's 60 degrees start. Going to be about 70 today. Sun through the day. Rain at the end.
Okay, you're getting ready to go to work. Mm. And if you're a woman, or if you have a woman in your life, what do they do for a living? Because only 9% of women sign up for this job. Only 9% of women have this job in the country.
Wow.
And Brighton wants to change that.
Brighton.
I can never live in Brighton because just because I can't say it. Brighton. Anyhow, this past weekend on Sunday, the Brighton Fire Department is looking to add more firefighters to its ranks and is hoping to encourage more women to join the field. So they had a firefighter field day on Sunday.
Oh, okay, cool. That's
awesome. The event gave women the opportunity to see what it's like to be a firefighter, taking them through several exercises, including spraying a fire hose. That alone, I don't think I could pick up the hose. Here it's heavy.
Yeah, you're like 100 pounds wet. It'd probably blow you right over.
So, and I don't know. That's probably leaning into the stereotype why women don't sign up for this job. I should not have said that out loud. But according to Women's Fire Association, only 9% of firefighters across the entire freaking country are women.
Wow.
9%? That's insanity.
It's funny you say that. I was coming out of work the other day, and there was a fire engine out front there, and like 7 or 8 firefighters gathered. They weren't in gear. They're just in their, you know, their uniforms. Mm-hmm. So they must have been doing like a fire code testing or sprinkler purge or something like that. And there's a whole bunch of guys. And I looked over to, you know, just like, hey. And then there was one female firefighter standing with them. Yeah.
That's the soul ratio. Ranger.
Yeah. Out of 10, out of 10 of them, one of them. Yeah.
What is, okay. So if you work in the fire department, why do you think women don't sign up for this? Or if you are a female firefighter, what makes it so challenging for you? Because I also work in it, not as much anymore, but when I first started this industry, it was a boys club. And that's what I was told. Like, okay, just be careful. Not be careful. That's the wrong word. Just be aware. It's a male dominated field, and you're going to have to work a little bit harder to get the attention to prove yourself.
Sure. Yeah.
So, and that is, what they're saying, they're theorizing, is one of the reasons why not as many women sign up for this, because of the pressure that they're constantly having to prove themselves of, yes, I can do it as well as you can.
You know, I mean, obviously it's times have changed, which is great. And women should be able to at least try to compete to get into certain positions and jobs and things like that. And it's still a man's world, which is unfortunate. I mean, barring the physical requirements to be a firefighter, you know, now you're in a fire hall. Say it's, you know, this is where you're paid and you know, you're on the job and you live in these barracks. You've got like 9 guys in you. There's the other thing, too. That's
I was thinking that. Yeah. And some of these fire stations, firehouses, whatever, are like built in way back when it was limited space, right? Not as big, right? Mm-hmm. What was the local fire department that's thinking, okay, we need to update our building because it's just too small and it doesn't have what it needs to have?
Right, right.
You know, there's one shower. There needs to be more or whatever. Mm-hmm. In that, I was thinking that, too.
Yeah.
I was saying, How many
live-in fire houses?
Yes,
are there?
Forgive me for my ignorance.
I know. What? I think the one in Monroe and Alexander is there's quarters there. That's the only one that I could think of.
Then they say that a lot of the so it's already harder for women to get into this field. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
But a lot of women aren't even exposed to this even being an option is what they say. But they also said that a lot of the equipment isn't designed for women. It's like it's just the sizing is a little off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're going to get as close as you can to what it should feel like and be like.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not really to the size that you need it to be.
I see.
So it makes that even, I mean, come on, the firefighter uniform, whatever, the equipment is very uncomfortable. Now, if it doesn't fit right.
Right, yeah, right. They don't make them for this, you know, the body build of women. There's a guy, a friend of mine out in Wayne County who is been a volunteer firefighter his whole life. And he got both of his daughters in on their Explorer program.
Did they like it? Are they firefighters now?
Yeah.
Girls?
They are secondary on-call. If like, dad's like, come on, we got to go to this location, they'll go.
And they'll know what to do. What a proud dad moment right there.
Man. Yeah, man.
You know what? I'll be honest with you, and I don't know if this is the right way of thinking, but for me personally, I would think the minute I had a kid, I don't know if I would still want to be doing that line of work because it is so dangerous.
Well, same with and not, police, though, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not that the father isn't as important, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But as a mom, I don't know. If my husband works a dangerous job, okay, that will make me nervous every night. But for me to work a dangerous job, I think I would switch careers.
If you had a kid. Their
children need mom. Yes, I don't know. And that might be holding women back. I don't know if it is. They didn't say that. But in my mind, because you pull back without a doubt. And I know we're in 2026. Without a doubt, as a woman, you have to pull back on things in your career.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not going to have as much career growth the minute you have a kid. Because now your focus and all your attention is on that baby. If I'm a firefighter, I don't know.
But if you know you're going to have children and you're in that profession, you've already gone through that in your head.
I don't know if you have.
It's not like a surprise. Like, oh, but what if I have a kid? How am I going to feel after I have a baby?
Okay, it's very different. And I don't know, maybe I thought you would feel it as a dad too, but you think you know how you're going to feel after having a child, and then you have the child, and then it feels totally different.
Yeah,
feels very different.
Can I give a shout out to Teresa Mancuso, who was in the Rochester Fire Department and retired after 26 years.
Wow.
So we're cutting edge, baby.
Yeah.
Teresa, congratulations, part of that 9%.
Yeah.
Unique, untouchable, and always unpredictable. Jerk or justified with Spisano and Sandy.
I'm 98.9 The Buzz. Why not? It's cool.
It's a horrible idea.
No, it's awesome. And it's all from the mind of a 6-year-old. And my daughter.
But this is Mother's Day. This is not 6-year-old day.
And my daughter.
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. So we're at Lowe's a couple weeks ago. And
I got Ellie with me. We're picking up some stuff. I don't know. And we go walking down, you know, one of the, you know, the back aisle that goes back to left to right. That's the wide open one. There's one in front, one in back. Mm-hmm. We're walking and on a cart or just rando stuff. There it is right there sitting at us. And I didn't even see it. And she stopped and pointed it out. She goes, "Dad." I'm like, "What?" "A Venus flytrap." They must have gotten it from the garden center or something and set it down. Mm-hmm. She's like, and she starts telling me all about it because she learned about it in school. And I'm like, "Oh my God, that's," she goes, "I want one. I want to get mommy one." I'm like, "Oh." You know, at that point, I'm like, rando Venus flytrap, hold on. But now Mother's Day is coming. I've got to actually go back there today. And I'm thinking, I'm going to pick one up. And then Ellie and I will give it to her for Mother's Day.
Okay. It sounds fine so far. You're missing the biggest detail about this story.
Well, if I get her cut flowers die.
No, you're missing the biggest detail of this story, why it makes it trick or justified.
Let me finish my thought. Cut flowers die. If you get a plant, it lives forever. Plus, this thing kills things.
We're still with you until we get to the point where your wife is freaked out about this and does not want it in the house. And she even said that to you.
Oh, well, that's an unfounded fear. It's not going to bite you.
Okay. His wife is freaked out about the Venus flytrap. His daughter loves it. And Scott is going to allow his daughter to get this for Mother's Day. 818-2899. Jerk or justified?
If Ellie gives it to her, she can't say no. If I give it to her, she can. I've got this all planned out.
Messages are coming in. Scott, you cannot gift your wife something she's afraid of and call it thoughtful. That's not love.
Do you remember Little Shop of Horrors? And he gets this little plant and he cuts his finger and this little drop of blood goes on it and then the plant grows and it turns into this giant Venus flytrap. Remember the movie?
Feed me. Tui, you talked. You open your trap, you thing, and you
feed me, Crabhorn, feed me now.
Yeah.
I can't.
I'm starving.
That's your future, my friend. If you're just joining us here on Spazano and Sandy, Scott's brilliant idea for Mother's Day.
I want to buy her Venus flytrap. My daughter pointed it out. We walked by one at Lowe's, and she's like, "Oh, Dad, it's a Venus flytrap. It's so cool." And she even told me about the other one that looks like a giant, like a little hood that the bugs crawl up in and then drop into like the toxic fluid.
Now, obviously, your daughter, your six-year-old, is learning about this in school.
In school, yeah.
And she's fascinated by it.
Yeah.
And that's cool that you're encouraging her curiosity.
But
your wife, point blank, said, "I'm freaked out about that." So you cannot allow her, your daughter, to buy that for Mother's Day. That is just cruel. That's the definition of cruel. Look it up in the dictionary. Wait, you did this before, too.
What do you mean?
As you call in 818-2899 and message us on 98.9 The Buzz on socials. Your wife was freaked out about that whatever Halloween decoration, and you thought it was so funny.
Oh, the cheesy 60s sci-fi alien thing?
Why do you live to taunt your wife?
Because I'm a guy. Guys, support me here, 818-2899. What's wrong with the Venus flytrap? All right, calls coming in. Here we go. Good morning, The Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Jerk. I'm sorry, jerk.
I really love you,
Scotty. I really love you, but this time, yeah.
Why?
Because you know up front that she doesn't want it and it freaks her out. And your daughter, yes, she can say no because your daughter didn't go to the store by herself, pay with her own money and buy it. You were all right there going for it. And I just think that you are kind of japping out on being a little creative.
Oh, come on. That's creative. Listen, it's not a tarantula. It's a plant.
I feel like it's more for you than it is even for Ellie. I think you are so giddy excited to have this plant in your house. Maybe save it for Father's Day and just put it in.
Why don't you just get it for you and Ellie for the heck of it? Get it.
Yeah, but you got to hide it in the house because his wife is freaked out. So you have to hide it in like where your 3D printing crap is
How could anyone have an unreasonable fear of a plant?
It doesn't. You don't have to judge her fear. It's her fear.
It's not a
real plant. Does it look like a real plant? Does it look like a regular plant?
You saw Little Shop of Horrors.
No, I didn't.
Oh, it's got teeth.
Oh, it's got teeth.
Yeah.
Maybe you couldn't keep it in your office or your,
yes,
your
right.
Man, all
right,
your man cave.
Fine.
Or
yes.
Your daughter's room.
Yeah, she'd love it. Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Thank
She's
you.
So okay. sweet.
I know.
No, don't be sorry. Scott, you're a jerk.
No, I'm not. Thoughtful, different, unique. Great story. What?
Well, I listen, the jury will decide if you're a jerk or not.
Carm, you're on the phone. Thank you. I got a guy backing me up. What do you say?
I say it's 100% justified, man.
Yeah, man.
Carm, you would never dare. Hold on a second, Carm. You would never dare get your wife something that you know she's petrified of.
I'm telling you what. The whole show that's on television, Fear Factor, is based around this. She has to confront those fears of a plant.
Mother's Day is not the day to confront those fears, darn it.
I don't know, man. It seems like a pretty good idea to me.
Did you ever have one when you were a kid?
No, but I've always wanted one. I don't know if I have enough flies to justify feeding it.
I saw one at Lowe's. It was awesome. Okay, thanks, buddy. So we got justified. Hi, the buzz. Oh, sorry. Hi, the buzz. Jerk and justified.
I will say justified.
Ha ha! Thank you. And tell us why.
Because your daughter picked it out. It's a Venus fly trap. It's not like it's going to kill you. It's
right.
Cool.
Yeah, but that's like, hey, I'm going to give you, for a gift, for Mother's Day, the day that I'm supposed to appreciate you as a mom, I'm going to give you a gift you're going to absolutely 100% guaranteed hate. Who would do that?
Right.
Give her slippers instead.
It's Mother's Day. The daughter picked it out. I think it's a cool gift.
That's the vibe, yeah.
Listen, Ellie has already forgotten about it. Now Scott wants to go back to the store and get it. Like, this is really
okay.
From Scott.
There's nothing wrong with it.
No, I'm going to take her with me today, and I'm going to be like, oh, look, there it is. Let's go for Mother's Day. Did you ever have a Venus flytrap when you were a kid?
I did, and I still have one. They're really cool.
Oh, you still have one.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe that'll be your Mother's Day gift from Scott and Ellie.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Goodbye.
This, God help me, this cannot end as a justified. It can't. You can't. It's tied right now, 818-2899. Messages are coming in. Jerk, irrational or not, fear is fear. Why would you make your wife uncomfortable in her own home? Yeah, see? Justified, let the daughter give it, but Scott needs to step up with a real Mother's Day gift.
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to be the only gift?
I'm calling my wife.
Was this going to be the only gift?
Mm. That's the first one I'm thinking of. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. You're on the radio. Don't swear.
Okay. Hi.
Hi. Did you hear? Did you hear?
No. What?
Jill, what? I'm trying to defend you. And the verdict is tied right now. What? Scott's idea for a Mother's Day gift for you, mm-hmm. you are going to absolutely hate.
No, don't stop. Stop swaying the jury. You're
okay,
so
fine.
Bad. You used to yell at me all the time about swaying the jury. You put it out neutral, prosecutor.
Okay, fine. Fine. Tell her. Tell her what you want to get her.
So Ellie and I were at Lowe's, and she saw a Venus flytrap, and she wants to get you that Venus flytrap plant for Mother's Day.
Okay. All right. No. Well, I mean, that wouldn't be like my first thing on my Mother's Day wish list, but
I mean, it's a jerk gift to give for him to allow that because he knows you're freaked out about those plants.
Yeah, they're like really creepy. And, you know, I just, I think it's jerk. So,
yeah.
I don't even know what to say. Like, no.
She's
I don't
upset with
you. You just say.
You know what? Wife is upset with her husband when they have no words.
Okay, so like.
She's editing.
If you got it from Ellie, would it make a difference? Unless if it said, you know, love Scott, then it'd be different then, right?
I mean, yeah, because, you know.
Yes, but Scott's job, your job as a parent is to direct your daughter into what mommy really wants. Like, kids' ideas are ridiculous ideas. They're not thinking it through. So you have to say, okay, Ellie, that's very cool, but let's get mommy this instead. And then, you know, you go to the, I don't know, jewelry section or something.
Oh, yeah, right.
The jewelry section of Lowe's.
You just, you know, play it safe and get me a gift card. Like, come on.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, right. All right.
That's a tough one, but no, I'm going to say, please, I'm going to have nightmares. But it's Ellie really wants to do it, I mean, just do your best to convince her to get me something else, okay?
Okay. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Jerk.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Carm.
Yeah.
What are you doing for Mother's Day? Want to go to brunch?
Jerk. Or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
Actually, she did not get as mad and passionate as I thought she would. She was totally editing herself for
radio. When I surprised her by saying you're on the air, don't swear. Then she completely took that mask off and put the other mask back on. I got to be good.
Okay, right. Yeah. You're gonna have it when you get home. Mm-hmm. And by the way, tomorrow, for you guys who have no idea what to give your wives for Mother's Day, tomorrow you could win a $100 gift card to the spa at the Del Monte. That is what mom wants. Okay.
Okay.
Don't shove it in the Venus flytrap either.
Put it in its teeth. It could just be like, hey, there it is.
The best part of your morning that isn't coffee. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Just a quick reminder that around this time tomorrow, $100 gift card to the spot, the Del Monte for Mother's Day.
Hey, no.
That's going on this weekend. Teacher Appreciation Week. Mm-hmm. The things that teachers want to say to parents, but they don't. That's coming up before the end of the show. Right now, though, New York State is the 13th most gambling addicted state in America.
It is. Is that like, oh my God, drama?
Yeah, that's drama. Is that a good thing? You don't want to be top of the list. There's 50 states. We're 13.
13's okay.
You
know, I mean,
it's not the best. I mean,
no, but it's not the worst.
Is the best. The lowest, right? 50? 50 right. Would be the best?
Yeah. I can see it just because us being that number, because there's so many people concentrated down in New York City area. So that raises the average.
Well, I mean, we're not the only state that's a big state.
Yeah.
And I don't know. They didn't say that. They just said that New York scores highly mainly because easy access to gambling. Mm-hmm. Especially mobile sports betting. Huge volume of betting activity statewide. Mobile sports betting is a major, major factor, they are saying. Mm-hmm. It's available 24/7, making it easier to develop addictive habits.
Mm-hmm.
How many people do you know who are addicted to the mobile gambling? I know people. I'm not even in the sports world. I don't even sports talk with people. And I know there's a lot of people who are obsessed with that.
Yeah, I know nobody.
This exploded after legalization in recent years. New York makes billions from gambling revenue.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, it's dealing with rising addiction concerns. So now the argument is there is heavy tension between profit versus public health.
It's got to be a good balance, right?
I mean, if you see that your state has a problem with gambling addiction, the state's closing their eyes to the whole, yeah, but we're making billions. Maybe we'll just have more non-for-profits to help the gambling addiction. Then we look like the heroes again.
It's a really good political answer. You should be a politician.
That's what...
I don't know.
I mean, you're on that jackpot thing, right?
Yeah,
that made it easier for you to play the lottery.
Yeah, that's a New York State lottery.
Gambling?
I don't know. Is playing the lottery? I guess it would be. I mean, it's disguised as not almost, but they do have the disclaimers on the Jackpocket site.
Well, of course they have to have the disclaimer. Mm-hmm. If you have a gambling addiction, that's their way of looking like we care about you.
Sure,
they don't care. They just want to make their money.
That's right. They want to kill all of us.
That's my take. Earlier this morning when I brought this up, hey, we ranked high on gambling addiction. Mm-hmm. I brought up the lottery thing off the air. And you reacted in the way that it's not gambling. Now when we're on the air, you had some hours to think about it, some time to think about it.
In a way, I was thinking then that it's not because it's like when you go to, I think of gambling as, and this is
probably. Casinos?
Yeah, as going to a casino. Pulling some money out, feeling the rush, that endorphin dopamine thing, and that's gambling to me. Like buying a lottery ticket at the gas station is more of a, it's not gambling. You know.
You know what?
Okay, so the word gamble, right, has its own connotation.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to buy this piece of paper with a little, like, little foil over the number, and I know that I could not win. I know that I could win. And if I do win, I don't think I'm going to win a bazillion octillion dollars.
Oh, you walk into buying a lottery thinking, expecting not to win. You walk into the casino expecting to win. Is that what you're saying?
More than that. Yeah, yeah. Because,
but it's all gambling.
Yeah, it is. It is. I
How
hear you.
Often, like, do you, are you part of this, why we're 13th most gambling addicted state? Are
you
quote unquote addicted to?
No, I don't think so. I mean, last time I played Jack Pocket, which is a great app if you like to play the lottery.
Yeah, when was the last time?
I don't know. I think the last time Powerball was a billion.
Oh, okay. Then you don't. And then you're fine.
I just hopped on.
I thought you played, actually, I thought you at one point had told me that you play every week.
No.
Or maybe your parents had a, whatever you would contribute to something.
How about my parents would buy, they would play the Mega Millions or whatever, the big jackpot. They would buy like the yearly number and it play, like we'd all kick in as a family.
There you go. Yeah. That's what you did.
Yeah. Okay. And then they would play one set of numbers that we all agreed on, and that number would repeat every time there was a drawing. And then, you know, my dad would call me, hey, we won $20. We're going to split it between the 18 of us.
There you go. There's your whatever cents.
Yeah, right.
So you don't do that anymore, though. You don't play every time there's a drawing.
No, everybody's
okay,
dead.
So you step this. Well, maybe you're fine.
I still see it
as gambling, though. You can't deny the fact that it really
is. I know you are not a big fan of any of this.
Well, we say that, and, you know, my family vacations as a kid was going to Atlantic City. You know what I mean? Like, that was my childhood, was, you know, playing blackjack. And I didn't really risen into, what was I into? Oh, Caribbean poker.
Oh,
blackjack and Caribbean poker were my game.
Really?
Caribbean poker was my thing.
I've never played poker in my entire life.
Yeah, see, that was my thing. I should be the one that's like,
right? Last time I won was February 15th. I won $10. And the last time I played was March 15th.
Oh, okay, once a month. You're fine.
Once a month I pop in. Now I want to play. I need to add some money to my account.
No, wait! This conversation wasn't supposed to make you want to play.
What's the Mega Millions? You know what? If I play anything, I have the biggest fantasies about Millionaire for Life. You know, $1,000 a day or whatever that thing is for life.
Mm.
How nice would that be? I'm just saying. It's $1 million a year for the rest of your life is the game that I like to play. But I only have $3 in my account. So I
All right. Well, there you go. Be careful. I mean, keep your eye out on the younger males, I think they say, are really into the sports.
Look at the marketing.
Right?
Look at the marketing for those commercials.
Oh, yeah. You know, totally.
Yeah.
All right, coming up on the show, do husbands, here, I'm going to put it out there.
Yeah, okay.
If you're a husband, do you like it when we watch you work?
Okay.
I'm just going to put it out there.
Hold on.
And then, you know, it sounds creepy, but sometimes I find myself as a wife being semi-creepy.
Are you hiding in the bushes in camouflage? Or we'll get to that coming up.
It's Fasano and Sandy here on The Buzz.
Want to come in the studio and hang out with us?
You want to come and do some shots starting at 8 o'clock on Thursdays?
Actually, yeah, we really do shots. Yeah. The official Buzz shot.
Yeah.
So if you want to be on the guest list, just go to 989thebuzz.com.
Yeah, every Thursday we celebrate you, the Buzz fam. Just appreciate you. Come on in and hang with us.
Sign up now at 989thebuzz.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra Strength Recovery, now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Do husbands like it when we watch them work? Wives watch them work.
What do you mean by that?
What do you think I mean by that?
If you're standing there with your arms folded, tapping your foot, then no.
Oh, okay. When do you like us watching you work?
But
when we're hiding?
When I'm sweating, lifting, yeah, or, you know, getting dirty and doing something manly, and she catches me doing it, I want her watching me.
Oh, you do?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, yeah. Good. I was hoping you were going to answer like that. And any other husband, any other man, 818-2899. So my husband was putting together a fire pit.
Uh-huh.
And now normally I don't know. I've never put together a fire pit. So whatever.
It's
not
a big deal.
Putting it together. It's not hard, but it, you know, whatever. So he was out there and I was sitting in the room it was like direct sight of him putting together this fire pit.
Oh, okay.
And you know, he didn't, you know, it took him a little bit of time. You know, you could tell he was like, oh, nope. He took it down once and then like, it didn't happen the first time that he put it up. I'm like,
oh,
I don't want to make him sound bad, but it was like the fire kit, like he, whatever. Anyhow.
So he screwed it up the first time, took it apart and started putting it back together again.
Yeah. Because it was in a kit. He bought like different parts. So the ring was big. Okay.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Bigger
yeah.
than he thought it was. Whatever. I don't want to make him sound bad when I tell this
yeah,
story.
Yeah, we don't want to see you. We don't want you seeing us screw up.
No, wait. Hang on. So that's where I'm. So I'm watching him do this.
Right.
And I'm watching him struggle a little bit. Uh-huh. And I was like, I so many times wanted to pull out my phone and record him struggling.
He's so bad.
But then, you know, once he got it going, I was like, oh, that's my husband. He's so cute out there. You know, then I shifted my emotions, and instead of laughing at him, then I was like, well, you know, look at him. Look at him. Look at my big,
look
strong
at
man.
He-Man, master of the universe himself, can do anything.
Picking up those bricks, laying them down. And again, I wanted to go to my phone. And then when I thought he would catch me watching him,
right,
I kind of looked down at my computer as if I'm working and no idea.
Oh,
and he
God.
Comes in and he goes, oh, look, it's done. I'm like, is it really?
What are you talking about? I didn't notice. What are you talking about? What's done?
I was like, did it take you long? Like, how did it go?
No, I think guys kind of puff up when we know that our significant other's watching us do something that's physical.
Yeah, but how about if you mess it up the first time?
Like, well,
do you want us watching you?
Do you know we messed it up by our body language and our frustration? And swearing
you
at it.
Tell. We
guys
were taking all the bricks apart and starting all over again.
Yeah.
I can only assume you messed it up.
Guys love swearing at inanimate objects. Like when you're installing a doorknob or when you're building a fire pit. We love taking our aggressions out on things. Especially
and you love being watched when you're doing it. Do you? Do you mind it? Because I know if I took a video and I so wanted to, just to capture the moment, I've always been that way to always, even before phones, mm-hmm. I was always trying to capture the moment because that's how I was raised. That's mm-hmm. what my dad would always do.
Oh, yeah.
But I know that my husband did not grow up in that atmosphere. He hates it. Like, he would get angry if I took a video as much as I wanted to.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah.
If,
he hates.
Like, again, if you're watching us and we're proving that we're manly to you, then go. If you're watching us and we're screwing up, then no.
Spezzano and Sanders.
Yeah, happy Teacher Appreciation Week. Yeah. You go, teachers. We love you. If you missed today's Teacher Appreciation Day, you still have Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, right?
Yeah, and then it overlaps with Nurses Week. So tomorrow, I think, kicks off Nurses Week,
uh-huh.
and we will give you nurses your day, too. Don't worry.
Oh.
And I can't wait for tomorrow when we ask you what we're asking teachers today. What do you really want to say to parents? And for tomorrow to be, what do you really want to say to your patients?
And not get fired.
Well, yeah, you can't say it because you would be in jeopardy of losing your job, but you constantly think it.
It's kind of like the reverse of Keep It PG that we play on Fridays.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Well, you still have to keep it PG, though. Hold on.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, yeah. Right.
Yes, your little angel did indeed do it. What teachers want to tell parents. Your kid lies to you. I generally might not have time to answer your email until tomorrow.
Oh, that's a good one.
The school system has trained parents that they have full access and are the quote-unquote customer who is always right. This spills over to the university level, too, because literally, they are paying customers.
Wow.
Now,
that's quite a quote.
I kind of believe that. I kind of see the school system as that way.
I don't. I do not.
I do. Because we do pay tax dollars, and we do pay universities lots of money.
Yeah.
Now, do I expect a teacher to answer on the weekends or right away? I'm not that parent that engages with the teacher to that high level. I've always let my kids ask the teacher questions and reach out to the teacher.
Mm.
You got to advocate for yourself. I'm not going to step in. I'll only step in if you are hitting a wall and nobody's listening to you. Then
It has to come from the teacher first.
Well, it has to come from the student to the teacher a couple times. I've only sat in the principal's office once saying, hello, are you guys paying attention to my kid or not?
Really?
But when my daughter does email the teacher on the weekends or during like a school break because she has a question about a project that is due on Monday, I kind of feel like they should respond.
Absolutely not.
But we respond to our, like, there's times where the station will reach out to me and salespeople need an answer right away. And I know that's part of my job. I am at the service of our clients.
Is it a part of your job anywhere in the bylaws and the writings? No, it's part of the I don't want to look like a bad employee pressure. It's unfounded and it's unspoken.
I don't think I'll work on the weekends too. I don't have we're full time. So like, you know, I do my endorsement videos on the weekends.
Yeah, right,
it's
right.
It's part of my gig.
Well, our gig's like prepare for 20, prove it for 4 kind of
That's
thing.
Like a teacher.
Is it though? Like if your daughter's got a question about a project that's due the next day or on Monday and she hits her up over the weekend.
If you don't,
your daughter have thought of that during the business week to talk about it?
Well, you know, it's case by case, but there's sometimes, you know, you hit a point where, you know, you get a homework assignment on a Friday and it's due on a Monday. There is no leading up to that, right? Mm. Or a project, you think you know what you're doing and then you hit a snag and you need an answer. I can't tell you the answer.
I've never in my school career, if there was email, ever needed to reach out to a teacher personally myself as a student.
Maybe when they get older, then that's when. And the university level, I am paying a lot of money to this school. Yes, I expect professors to be engaged at all times because you want my kid to succeed because I'm paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for my kid to succeed. Yep.
I don't feel like I'm the customer when it comes to public schools.
But even you though, are.
Yeah, I know. Your taxes.
Dollars.
Yeah, but you never see it. So it doesn't mean, you know.
Is that a crazy way to think?
Yeah, it's the only way to think.
I didn't realize I was thinking that way until I saw this comment from a teacher who said that the school system has trained parents to have full access as if they're customers. And then it clicked. I'm like, oh, wow, yep. I kind of feel that way.
See, you're not, I don't believe you are a customer. I mean, your taxes and your next door neighbor's taxes and the 3 retired people in a row on your street are paying for your kid's education.
Exactly. But listen, our listeners, if you are listening to this show right now, you are the customer. I will do whatever it takes to make you happy. That's my job. You call up right now and you say, hey, I hate the conversation you're having. Stop it and change it. Immediately we'll stop it.
Start
and
doing
it.
Fart jokes again, you guys. You suck.
You know what I mean? Like I think we all have customers. Our job, we wouldn't have a job if it wasn't for the quote unquote customer, and the customer is always right.
Okay.
I learned that in my Wegmans days.
Okay.
Fisherman's Wharf.
You win the argument. You win the argument. You get up in those underneath those teachers and just get at them. And the nurses.
We appreciate you, teachers. You
not when you complain to them.
I'm not complaining.
whatever. It's coming up at 9 o'clock on 98.9. The Buzz. We're going to see a nice, windy, mild day today. We're going to see it hit about 70. Sun, then late this afternoon, scattered showers come in overnight. And then tomorrow, totally different. Colder, periods of rain, 46 degrees.
So tomorrow on the show, Wednesday, we are going to have a $100 gift card to give you for Mother's Day to the spa at the Del Monte. We're going to play Last Caller Standing. That's just like a pure luck, fun game, easy, because we know your morning is busy.
Yeah.
We also are going to have a Jerker Justified. There's a couple good ones that I have lined up, but if you see anything today that happens that you're like, ooh, that would be a good scenario, let me know.
Better than me trying to buy a Venus flytrap for Mother's Day for my wife?
Yeah.
Denied.
If you miss anything from the show, go to the Spisano and Sandy podcast. Listen to it wherever you listen to podcasts. YouTube, 98.9 The Buzz. You can see highlights from our show on YouTube as well.
Okay.
Right now, it is time to say... We out.
We out. Like those damn dandelions in your neighbor's yard that are going to infest your perfect lawn.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green. And when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra Strength Recovery, now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.